This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and today I'm going to get the person who's sitting beside me to introduce themselves. But you are?
I'm Thomas Sundergaard, and I'm the music director of the RSNO.
The RSNO, of course, is our national orchestra, and you are conducting 24 of the 2019-20 season concerts. And as well as that, however, you've chosen the music, so does that make it easier?
It does, of course. There are music that I think that the orchestra at this stage and at this point where we know each other after 10 years, it's natural to return to some pieces that would now have slightly a different phase. They're also different faces, so to say, in the orchestra. And also there are so much lovely music out there that deserves to play again, but also new music to be discovered. And this season includes, for example, on the opening night, we're doing Alban Berg's 7 early songs.
And you're going to be able to sing at least one of those to me, at least the first few bars. I'm quite sure you're going to give just a little.
No, I'm sorry, I can't, actually.
Is this because you can't sing, Thomas, or is it just because you can't remember?
I'm actually very good at remembering tunes, but I don't want to sing, really, for your listeners.
This is, of course, only one part of your career, and you are Danish and live, I imagine, some of the time in Denmark, but you have told me that you're living about two-thirds of your time in hotels. I hope they're rather nice hotels.
They are. They have to be. After a few years on the road, you have to make sure that things are as smooth as possible. I'm very lucky that I work with such brilliant orchestras, so they can also afford to put me on flights that are quite smooth. And even if I feel really bad that I fly so much, I must say,
this is becoming quite a lot like home here in Glasgow, because or in Scotland, and you seem to quite like the RSNO, it seems.
Oh, I'm very much in love with this orchestra.
What is it about them that you like particularly?
It's their way of working with both material that they know and also things that are new to them. They're a very curious ensemble. They work with many different kind of music through a season. But also they've found each other, if you know what I mean. But there are auditions to get into a new seat in the orchestra, and they're very careful who they choose that should fit into the ensemble, not only in terms of how they sound, but also how they get along. Because it's no secret that making music, both including a conductor, but also within themselves, they must get along well. Because music is to do with love and passion. It's not to do with frustration and anything connected with that word.
I think they must quite like you too, because tell me how long you've now been music director.
That's only the past year. So we are starting we are in the middle of the first season as that now, and after summer I'll start my second season as that. But I've known them since 2009 as a guest here. In 2012 I was named principal guest conductor, which means that I will came here not only once or twice, but three times a season, which makes you get to know the ensemble much better.
So this season, of course, starts much later this year. A couple of highlights, any highlights out of there that you can choose?
Well, we are exploring a lot of Mahler and Strauss together. And as I said, the very opening of the season is Mahler's First Symphony. We're also doing Don Juan of Strauss, and then, as I said, Alban Berg's 7 early songs with Karen Cargill, a singer that I really look forward to start to get to know. Katrina Morrison was one of the first soloists that I worked with here. She was the winner of the big singer competition in Cardiff, and she won that. So I hope you all Scottish people are very, very proud of her. So obviously there's something with voices up here in Scotland as well as those down in Wales, and therefore I think it's important to present those wonderful voices, and that's what we're doing. Later in the season, we also do another Strauss piece, Also sprach Zarathustra, and many of you would know that when you hear the beginning of that wonderful piece. Mahler, das Lied von der Erde is a piece, the Song of the Earth, I think you call it in English.
Yep.
And that is a piece that I really look forward to do with a wonderful tenor, Simon O'Neill, that I worked with at the Proms not long ago in Mahler's Eighth Symphony. I'm sure you'll love his voice as well.
Is it tricky, do you think, your life, when you actually know already what you're doing? You know, 3 months on Tuesday, you already know where you're going to be. You're going to be in your whole black tie, standing on the podium in either the Usher Hall or wherever. Now, does that make life tricky, or do you quite like the organisation of that?
Well, if you compare it to many of other people's life, I mean, there's a lot of the same thing happening to us, isn't there? Every day. I'm not a father, but I can imagine being a parent that many things needs to be in a certain form for it to work, for being a family with kids. I travel quite a lot, so there is a shape into my life in that sense. But the difference of repertoire is what makes the thrill for a conductor, and the difference of phases. I often meet new orchestras. I think it's something like 4 or 5 different orchestras new every year. Then I revisit a lot of ensembles that I know.
Well, then give me your real choice, your real one thing that you think, this is going to be great, we're going to really look forward to this.
Well, listen, Verdi Requiem is a piece that I've heard and played, actually, for my whole life. But I've actually, to be completely honest, kept it kind in a drawer, because I didn't want to explore it too early. I think I needed some more gravity in terms of live experience.
Years?
Years, yeah, exactly.
So now at this time in your life, this is the right time.
It is. And again, as I said, for me to work with voices is a very important part of my life. I grew up, I could say, musically in an opera house. I learned what music was in an opera house. So I would say that I really look forward to.
Great. Thank you very much. We're all very much looking forward to the 2019-20 season, and particularly when you come through to the Usher Hall. And thank you very much, Thomas.
It's always a pleasure to come to Usher Hall and to Edinburgh. And can I just finish off by saying, I will now in a few days stay in this lovely city and overnight there after my concert in the Usher Hall, because I simply must now explore more of that city, even if I have a concert in Glasgow the day after. So I'm really, really looking forward to doing more of that in the future.
Well, we'll have to give you some tips on where to go.
Yes, please do.
Thank you. You can read the full-length version of this story and, of course, all our other stories online at www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.